first day of my life, I found the telephone directory. I stamped my name upon its pages with a magic marker. I wanted the world to know exactly who I was by name. Simon Pendleton. On the second day of my life, I made my Catholic confirmation. I looked up at the priest who called me names I didn't recognize. I scrambled to the phone book and changed my name so folks could find me. Simon Matthew Chutney Pendleton. On the third day of my life, I saw I had a penchant for the arts and knew I'd have to change the phone book to make a name.
Bad pun.
I knew I'd have to choose a name with irresistible allure.
And the Oscar goes to Alexander Chutney.
On the fourth day of my life, I took my girlfriend's hand in matrimony, and needing to support our lifestyles, took up the trade of legal counsel, but found my name was bad for business, and once again the phone book changed. You've reached the law offices of Alexander Gerbowitz. Esquire. On the fifth day of my life, I divorced and took a wife who thought that I should take her name, cause she did not want to be Gerbowitz. And so to keep my marriage sound, I changed my listing to her name. Hi, I'm Alexander. Sixth day of my life, I looked back on my twisted tales and thought to chronicle them with a tell-all biography. I knew I'd have to change my name or nobody would purchase it.
Read the new bestseller, Just Simon by Ellie DePlume.
On the last day.